USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is apologizing for identifying as a Native American.
My apology is an apology for not having been more sensitive about tribal citizenship and tribal sovereignty.
Warren listed her race as American Indian on her State Bar of Texas card back in 1986. Virginia now has two blackface political scandals engulfing the Democratic Party. Days after the governor admitted to donning blackface as part of a costume decades ago, Virginia Attorney General Democrat Mark Herring admitted on Wednesday that he, too, as a young man, darkened his face. Herring is third in line for governorship after embattled Governor Ralph Northam and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. Now, Fairfax is also dealing with his own issues of sexual assault allegations by a woman against him. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Funeral arrangements are being planned in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as the community mourns the death of an officer who was killed in the line of duty. The officer was killed while he was serving a warrant. An international partnership will work on protecting the planet from a universal threat. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Hoping to keep that from becoming the final theme song of our species, NASA is working with the European Space Agency to test a planetary defense system that would knock an asteroid off its course. They want to try it on a rock dubbed Diddy Moon that is not actually threatening the Earth, but if an asteroid of the similar size were to hit the planet, it would cause some serious damage. The first part of the plan involves launching a special probe that's called DART at the rock in 2021. It would smash into the target in 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Mike Rowe is a host of the Facebook series Returning the Favor and also of Dirty Jobs fame. Now, Rowe was on Fox News, Fox and Friends, and he discusses President Trump's State of the Union address by saying the political polarization in the country is becoming dangerous.
What the president just said, I can't quote him verbatim, but it was really interesting. Just seconds ago, it was vengeance, this or that, this or that, this or that. Now, arguments aside, the fundamental choices are binary. In everything. Mm-hmm. Right now, he's right. It is this or that. And it's dangerous to frame everything as good or bad, right or wrong, blue collar or white collar, right? But that's where we are as a country. As a result, we simply don't know what to stand for. Because when we hear something we agree with, if it's coming out of a source we don't like, we're paralyzed. Likewise, if we hear something we disagree with from a source we like, we can't call them out because everything has been framed as this or that. We got 7 million jobs that are open right now. A big chunk of those, the majority, don't require a four-year degree. I got $700,000 I'm trying to give away this month in my foundation. We do this every year. We're just over 5 million now. Good for us. But look, it's hard to award work ethic scholarships these days because we're affirmatively challenging the idea that the reason unemployment exists is because there are no jobs. There are a lot of jobs.
That's right. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.